Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host. I'm with my co-host, Joan Sharp, and today we're going to be talking about, are you now funding your 2021 IRA? Joan's notes prepared us for these thoughts. Have you thought about funding your IRA in the beginning of the year? Habit seems to be to fund at the end of the year, beginning for the new year. What if you funded your IRA in the beginning of the year and pre-funded your 401k? How does this tie into your vision? Are you starting your 2021 IRA contributions? Let me introduce to you my co-host, Joan Sharp, from River Family Advisors. She's not just an advisor, she's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to pleasant conversations about a shared vision, and you will better support your values, your life experiences, your legacy, and your wealth. Welcome to the show, Joan Sharp.
Hey, Cornelia, thank you for having me. As always, it's so wonderful to see you, and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. We're at the end of our first full week of 2021.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Well, I'm still, you know, I feel like I'm still starting to rev my engines up. I mean, I feel like I was speaking to a client the other day and she goes, I apologize for the noise in the background. We're still in the holiday celebrations. And she goes, in our Puerto Rican culture, our holiday isn't over until January the 11th.
Wow. So that's kind of nice, though, because it's a nice way to come in to 2021.
It is.
What's great is we have people getting vaccines now with COVID. But then on the other side of it, I'm finding more and more people are still testing positive, and it gets closer to your inner, it's been getting closer to inner circles if you hadn't experienced it before. But we are off to a good start, and I think people are taking a breath because it was an interesting holiday for a lot of people. You really were with your tight-knit family, right? And working on what was important and setting expectations for what this part of the year is going to look like. Everyone knows they're staying in as much as they can this first part of the year and looking forward maybe to the summer and or fall. So when you're staying in and you have to gather data, it's text time, right? People start, you know, why not take care of the things you have to take care of? They have probably balanced checking accounts and are pulling together their tax stuff to get to their accountant, because we don't know right now. Tax day is still going to be April 15th, as far as we know at this point. So this is the time to start thinking. A lot of people start thinking, oh, should I contribute to my IRA from last year? And because their accountant will tell them how much income they had and if they can contribute after tax or before tax, a Roth or an IRA. But yet, what if you had done this in the beginning of the year of 2020 instead of waiting till the end of 2020 or moving into 2021? What would that look like if you did it early? I can think that actually that account would be looking a bit bigger than it does right now. And you would have had some good growth tax deferred instead of not growing in your checking account or not growing in your money market very much, but actually growing in your IRA. And I'm going to say, even though I'm talking about IRAs, I have people I work with your 401k that front load and try to get as much contribution as they can without disturbing the match in the front part of the year. So then they have extra cash. And yes, you get taxed more than at the end of the year on your taxes. But then you can look at other options. And people ask, what is the benefit of this? You know, they don't like saving for retirement. This is a more of a challenging thing for people to do because it's later. But imagine, how do you like looking at your account and see how it grows, right? That is something that is currently satisfying. When you look at a statement and you have an account that's growing or doing well, and imagine if you had put that money in March or, you know, had started before March and you're cost averaging, how much that account would have grown. So really my question to you is, why do you wait? Think about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because here we are in the beginning of the year, and one of my exercises that I like to do in the beginning of the year is I vision forward to 2021, January of 2021. And I vision to that time period. So what will have happened during this year? And now I'm in January 2021 and I'm telling the story. What will have happened? So does that fit in with what you're talking about also? And because you're talking about, you know, not talking about money, but talking about vision.
Yeah, because now you don't have to worry. You've envisioned that account growing, right? You've put the money aside and it's already growing and you don't have to worry about it until the next year. And I'm sure I hear people saying, but I don't know what my income is going to be. And I wait for my accountant to tell me. So I'm sure you have an idea of what your base amount is going to be and what you have given or contributed for a couple years. And so you could contribute that. And as you exceed that, you can add more to your IRA and whatever your contribution is. And I know some people I've worked with doctors and other people in small organizations, and if you over-contribute, there's fines, but there's usually something you could put in early that you know that you should be kind of safe with and then work with it. And then, so that's part of visioning. The account is funded and you're moving on. And now the cash you have in your account, what are you going to do with it, right? And how can you plan with that? Along with seeing that. And some people may think, well, what if I need it for an emergency? Well, you should know and plan ahead on an emergency account. You should, depending on your job, have a 3 to 6 month emergency account already in place. And then you should have already planned on what needs to be replaced. What were you going to spend money on? Were you going to have your roof redone or whatever? You should have that money aside. So the money you're looking at is what you can start contributing. Now, I understand if you're in that habit of contributing at the end of the year or the beginning of 2021, when you talk to your accountant before the April deadline, and some accounts you can do that with an April, you know, before April, and some you can't. So you may have to kind of work with adjusting your mindset and doing it. But you know what else? It's done. Isn't that the biggest relief? It's not like hanging over you all year. And it's funny, I was talking to someone about this, and they were like looking at me like deer in the headlight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you wait? They're like, what, they're like, yeah. I'm like, why do you wait? And it was like, it's a habit. This is a habit we've gotten into that we started years ago. So aren't we in the process of envisioning where we want to go, what we want to do? This money isn't about retirement as much as it is about when we want to transition and our vision of transitioning at a different time and when we're older in our lives to have it available. Now, there's a lot of other technical things I could talk about, but just let's stick with the simple on when are you making your contribution on this IRA and your 401ks. And I will tell you, it's interesting. I've had clients that front load literally have planned, they get a bonus and they use that money to live on, and then they have their full paycheck for a couple paychecks on 401ks, funding the 401ks. Now, once again, you have to know your plan and your matching, because I had someone who, if they did that, they would have lost their matching. So we had to spread it out a little longer. But look at that. And then it's done. It's, you know, it's over and you're seeing your statements come in and the money is growing if we're having a good year in the market with it. And it's, you know, so there is kind of a transition thinking about this. And then once again, with the IRA, depending on how much, and start funding it early. And this is going to take a time to shift. But imagine in the fall, when you know it's already funded, and you're okay, and you have this money sitting in your account, there's a monkey off your shoulders. Now you can think differently about that and help with your envisioning for the next year.
Exactly. And your wealth building. You're wealth yes. building, you're seed planting, you're growing your money, and you're beginning everything. It's basically changing the habits, the old patterns and habits. Like you said, you used the word habit, that it's just a habit that people have done, you know, waited till the end of the year, or they didn't think about it before. And it's just shifting that mindset to why did I wait? And then doing a little bit more strategizing and or envisioning.
Yeah, and some people have 401ks and may do a spousal IRA or they may do an IRA where they don't get a tax deduction as an extra saving. Once again, why wait? Do it in the beginning of the year. Let's have some fun and thinking different. And Cornelia, you know this more than anyone. If we change a habit, and especially someone's something so ingrained, don't you sometimes find other possibilities and see more possibilities or see another habit that you've kind of been stuck in that it's time to update?
I find that a lot of times, you know, with the way that we do one thing that is an avoidance or something that isn't really our optimal, is there's other ways where that's also playing out in our lives. And when we really upgrade and change that, everything else then can also up level just by that one small step and that action that we took.
Yeah. And this is a small step. Okay. I say that, but I get some, this can feel like a big step, but really, so if it feels so big, as I said, to do the whole thing, and you still need to do your 2020, do your 2020 and put together an action plan and envision how you're going to focus right now. And what a great year to do it, because we're still locked in. And I mean, we're spending money, but we're still not maybe spending as much money on gas and other things, that this might be the year to have a little bit of your overlap to get this habit shifted and changed, and to think about it and be a little more conscious about being able to do it.
So Joan, do a lot of individuals actually wait or need to wait for their accountant to tell them how much to contribute?
So there definitely, as I mentioned, some professionals that have to wait for the final number, but you usually know a base number and you could talk to your accountant when he tells you what your 2020 is and you're talking income, and you're also talking estimated taxes, because if you're in that position, you're also more than likely talking estimated taxes and asking, okay, how much do you think I'll be able to contribute in 2021 that would be a safe amount that if I wanted to front load and pay early in the year because I have the money sitting here, and instead of it not growing and or growing and my paying taxes on it, and it can grow tax deferred, how much can I put away? So it's a mix. And there are some of us just in the habit that we know we're going to do it, and you just procrastinate. And I can tell you, I'm one of those people doing that. But you do have to have the earned income to be able to contribute to it, because an IRA, it is determined on earned income. So you may not have all the earned income right up front. So as you have that earned income, the sooner you can contribute to it, the better. And as I said, because it grows and it's not outside either not growing or growing and getting taxed. So let's have it grow tax deferred, and then it compounds more and you have more growth. So yes, this is wealth building, security building. And that helps you then start feeling and seeing your vision a little more.
Yeah. Do you feel that we've touched on all of the bases with, you know, people being concerned with having the money throughout the year? Do you feel like we touched on that, or can speak to that a little bit more?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think I could ever touch on everybody's concern, but the biggest one I feel is, well, what if there's an emergency that happens that I need it? And that is what your emergency fund's for. And it's interesting. I find people will have an emergency fund and not want to touch it. And still want a large amount in their account. But that is why we have a 3 to 6 month. And if you have to touch it, you rebuild it. That's what it's there for. And another thing is, I find, and I've had people do this, you go around your house and you write out what you think needs to be replaced and what you have to take care of. And or your car, if you know your car is going to go out. I have some people that have a savings account, and I have you contribute to the car as if you have a car payment to that account. So when you go buy a car, you're paying cash for the car.
I love that.
So then you don't have a car payment. Your car payment is to yourself. And do you know how much faster, even with interest rates low, it takes to build that account up, because you're not paying the interest out. So it's just part of... So if you are expecting roof or various things, so this is where the people are afraid something in their house is going to break. But if you've started taking an inventory of the things you know that you need to replace, or you know, you have a kitchen coming up, remodel, or bathroom, or plan for that, and you should have the cash for that already aside and working on, so that you can start putting money away. So it really has to do with planning, having put out your vision, thoughts, and communicating, and looking at your resources, and then implementing.
How does all of this fit in with your Siri?
Yeah.
Because you created the Siri method. Why don't we tell the people what it is?
Yeah.
How does it all fit into that?
Well, this is communication and envisioning. Should have already done, right? End of year, we've been talking about this. Let's envision where we want to be this year, 2 years, 3 years, and communicate that with those around you and yourself. And this is looking at the resources you have and having planned it out. And so this part of the tax thing of your IRA or your 401k is actually the implementation part of it. So the Siri, the C is communication, the E is envision, the R is your resources. So now with this, as I said, I'm asking you to look at your resources. And then implement is the implementation of the contribution to your IRA, or changing how your 401k, how you're doing that, your 401k or 403b. It was very fun. Last year, I had a client that had ratcheted up how much was going in the 403b, and they knew they would have been done at a certain time, because most corporations will stop when you have reached the maximum you're allowed to give. And they're like, oh my God, my check is larger. I, you know, contributed. It was by the end of the summer. And we had been talking about several things. And they were like, okay, now that I've done that, I can now write the check. And granted, this is the end of the year, but we were focused on the 403B fee of doing an additional amount into an IRA, which then was converted to a Roth, which then grows tax deferred and will come out currently income free. So that's a little more implementation strategy, but it all is coming from the vision of the client in wanting to grow and be secure as life transitions and what's going on. And that's what's so important with the SERI method. It isn't just the vision, right? And you have to communicate it. It's not about keeping it in your head and not communicating it. But you also have to look at your resources and adjust to what's going on and important for you. And then you have to implement and not wait. But once you start moving forward, it's amazing how you can go back and communicate how excited you are and how this is looking at it and working. But then you start really seeing your vision happen. Don't you see your vision start happening once you start implementing?
Yeah. And that's so exciting. And that's why I think, you know, all these conversations that you are inviting us into with changing the conversation from money to vision is so helpful, because really, truly, it is in the visioning. It's first happens in the vision, and then it happens in real life in the manifestation. We know we have to take action on things. And so how can people get in contact with you? Where can they find out more information about you? We have about a minute left, so let us know where to go.
So, you can reach me at River, R-I-V-E-R, Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, Advisors, ADVISORS.com. And if you go to the tab on Change Your Conversation on that, it has two things. You can do coaching, which is we talk for an hour every other month and for a year to help you with your vision and implementing and coming back. And it's interesting in conversations like that, it's rarely about the dollars. It's about aligning the vision and the values and moving forward and realizing it wasn't the dollars in the way. Or if you really want to get into the whole planning, holding hands, and there's the personal advising that I do and working with you on helping really have the conversation with you, aligning things and working with your other advisors to help make sure and communicate the way you need to be communicated to, what we're trying to accomplish, and also get their technical ideas that make sure it aligns with your vision and you understand what you're doing.
And while you're there, check out all of the other shows that Joan Sharp has done on this conversation, changing your money from money to vision, changing your conversation from money to vision. Thank you again, Joan Sharp. We'll see you all again next time. Until then, go ahead and get started on that vision now. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading-edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern-day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.